Not ashamed. Not ashamed at all. We could have been killed, you see. Those priests, man, they gave us a way out. They paid us off to tell a lie, and we got paid for it. We're soldiers. We fight, we bleed, we die, we conquer, we rule. But this guy, this king of the Jews, this Jesus, different. They're nailing him to the cross, right? And as they hang, as they bang the nails in, they cry out. And he cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what we're doing." I wasn't at the crucifixion, but I heard it all. I heard all about it. It was just another crucifixion. Lie them down, tie them down, bang in the nails, ignore the screams, wipe off the blood, lift the cross, slam it down in the hole, peg it tight, and leave them to die. Die in agony. Die in blood. But, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. We've been cursed. We've been spat on as we crucify. Crowds have even had a good go at us, tried to stop us. But we've never, ever, ever been forgiven. Never." Well, as he died, they told me some of the other things that he'd said. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" If you want my take on it, anyone's crucified is God forsaken anyway. There's no hope for them. That's it. And then they said, he cried out, "It is finished." Well, what was that all about? He shouts, "It's finished." He's finished, more like. Dead and done. Definitely, definitely finished. We always break their legs in the end. They die quicker that way. But this one, apparently, by the time they came to do that, he was already dead. But we had to do something, so one of the men, he just ran a spear right up through into his chest. And as he did that, blood and water flowed out. Definitely dead. And that's when things got spooky. I wasn't there, but I saw the darkness. It was weird. Full daylight, then dark. It scared me, but you should have heard about the soldiers at the cross. They were hardened soldiers. They were terrified. Absolutely terrified. Our centurion, he's seen some action. Really has. But he was blown away by everything he saw that day. What that man said on the cross, it hit him hard. He'd never been forgiven like that before. And not by somebody who he was killing. And when the man died, all he could say was, "Surely, this was Son of God." Was he right? Is that true? Well, all that happened at the tomb, and all they told me about his death on the cross, got me thinking too. The Jews have this thing about their holy day. They don't like people on crosses on Sabbath days. And so they got him, take him down early. Now, these Jews, they're leaders. They're a pain. They're a pain. They pester. They don't let up. First of all, they organized a mob to demand this guy, this Jesus' death. And even though he was innocent, they piled it on Pilate, pestered Pilate, till finally Pilate said, "Yeah, take him away. Crucify him." Now when he's dead, they come and say his disciples will try and steal the body. Pretend he's come back to life. That's what he said he would do. They didn't believe that. But they did think his disciples might pull a fast one. Like that bunch of softies in the Garden of Gethsemane are going to do anything like that. They ran away when he was arrested. We have a great joke. what's all white with a soft yellow inside? What's all white with a soft yellow inside? A Galilean! Well, it made us soldiers laugh. Anyway, they're too scared of their own shadow, never mind coming robbing tombs in the middle of the night. That's where I come in. The Jews pestered Pilate again, and he put a guard on the tomb. That's me and my fellow soldier. Guard duty through the night. Well, that was normal. But guarding a tomb sealed with a massive stone all night. Duty. Duty was duty. And not doing duty for us was death. So we guarded the tomb all night. Guess what happened? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. All night. At all. Nothing. Tomb was strange. It was for a rich man. And this guy, he'd been crucified on a cross. Apparently some wealthy bloke had just finished it for himself, and he took pity on this Jesus and let him have the tomb. Well, let is the word. He let them use it, but it was a short-term let. If you pardon my pun. Sorry. But nothing happened all night. Nothing at all. And then the dawn. The dawn was another story. First of all, a violent earthquake. It shook. Rocks tumbled down the cliff face. We had to dodge a few, I can tell you. And when earthquakes happen, you run for cover, except we had no cover. And there's one thing goes through your mind when an earthquake strikes. Am I going to die? Well, we didn't die. But the rest of the story, well, it went like this. The earthquake broke the seal on the tomb. This huge stone seal. And then the shaking of the earthquake somehow managed to roll the stone away. And then as the earthquake stopped, just like, almost as if they'd planned it, two women roll up, and they're carrying bandages and spices, pretending that they're going to anoint the body. They had no time when they took it down from the cross, and then the day before was the Sabbath, and they're not allowed to do that kind of stuff on the Sabbath. So here they were at dawn. And then as soon as they turned up and saw the stone had rolled away with the earthquake, off they ran and came back with two guys. Amazing. Well, it was like the coast was clear, and the guys went in, picked the body up, and then took it away. Ah, you might say, why didn't you stop them? You meant to be guarding the tomb. Why don't you draw your sword and take them out? Well, you see, the earthquake. We failed on our duty, and you're quite right. We can be killed for failing on our duty. But the earthquake, it really did happen. The rocks did fall, and they buried or half buried my mate. He was well out of it. Then a rock hit me on the head and knocked me clean out. So when the disciples, these Galilean softies, came and took the body away, we were out for the count. It's when they started telling everybody that this Jesus was alive that we realized what had happened. They'd stolen the body while we were unconscious. That's what we got paid for. Easy money. We told our lie, and it worked. We got paid to pretend, paid to lie, and this chief priest and his men gave us the money, calmed down Pilate and our centurion, and we got away with it. We got to live, and well paid for doing it. Now let me tell you what really happened. The earthquake was true. It was violent and frightening. But then, this man, at least I think it was a man, he appeared. I have to tell you, he appeared from nowhere. We were looking out, doing our guard duty, and suddenly there, right in front of us, he appeared. 1 minute, not there. The next minute, there. It was amazing. He was white. When I say white, I mean white like the white of lightning. White with an amazing, powerful, glowing radiance. Not just that. He was holy. I didn't know that then, but I do now. There was something so pure and fierce about this white glory that it nearly killed me. My heart beat, my whole body shook. I just could not move. Somehow, as all this supernatural stuff happened, the body of the man, it just wasn't there anymore. I've been through this 1,000 times, and I know no one stole it. I had to lie. Yeah, I got paid for it. But telling the truth, that truth, it would have got us mocked. It would have got us ridiculed. And then we'd have been killed for failing our duty. So that's my story. That's what really happened. The truth, it's never left me. I'll never forget the centurion's words. Surely, this was the Son of God. This was the Son of God. I'll never forget. Is he right? I'll never forget the earthquake. I'll never forget the man in radiant white as he rolled the stone away. I'll never forget the fear I felt. I'll never forget my lie. I told people his body had been stolen. But I know the truth. I know the truth. I know that he rose. He rose from the dead. The Son of God somehow broke the bonds of death. He broke the seal of the grave, and the Son of God, he rose again. He rose again. Now that is the truth.